This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A massive demonstration outside the headquarters of Hong Kong's government turned violent Wednesday as police clashed with protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Hong Kong's leader is not saying if she's going to withdraw that bill.
In an interview, Carrie Lam spoke tearfully about the sacrifices she has made for the city in response to questions about whether she is selling out the territory by trying to push through a controversial extradition bill. Then the chief executive dodged questions about whether she will withdraw the proposal in the face of chaotic and sometimes violent demonstrations against it by tens of thousands of angry residents in Hong Kong. Critics say the bill, which would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China, could lead to an erosion of civil liberties in the semi-autonomous territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump is seeking to keep lawmakers from getting some documents Congress has subpoenaed in the administration's move to add a citizenship question to next year's census. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A House panel's considering holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not turning over the documents. The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of others.